The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
We are live here at Frickers in Adrian. It's the AC All Access Show, Thursdays at 2 o'clock each week during the school year, where we highlight athletics and all things going on campus at AC. My name is Ian Wendt. Well, we got a full crew here. They all don't get microphones, though. We have Stacy Mitchell with our sales staff at the station, Mike Prang, the SID at Adrian College, Craig Rainey, the athletic director. And they all must be really worried about what Coach is going to say. We have Brent Greenwood, who is with the men's and women's golf programs at Adrian College. Well, Coach, I was reading up on the Bulldogs, and you've had a pretty good run. I mean, you're backing up a conference championship, an NCAA appearance with, so far, knock on wood, a very successful season. So if we could dive right into that. I mean, you came out with the win for the ladies in the recent Jamboree.
Yeah, yesterday the women played really well up in Grand Rapids. The course was honestly set up a little bit on the easier side, but the course itself is difficult. So, like, if you hit good shots, you got rewarded. If you hit bad shots, as you saw with the other scores, you know, there were some elevated scores. It helps, honestly, having the four juniors. They've played in now I think 52 or so tournament rounds in their career as juniors, which is crazy. Yeah. Most people graduate with playing less than that. But yeah, I mean, Olivia shot 75 and was T1, and then Riley and Lauren were 76 at, I think it was T3. Which, yeah, I mean, they played awesome. It was fun.
Wow. I mean, just in time for the Ryder Cup. I mean, everyone's all in the golf mood. Well, Coach, if we could let the listeners know a little bit about yourself, maybe your playing and your coaching background, and what got you to Adrian College.
Yeah, definitely a different background than most golf coaches. Played baseball at Adrian College for Coach Rainey, graduated in 2014. I played high school golf, but basically when it came down to college, I had to choose between the two. And then after graduation, I went back to Toledo, lived at home for a few years, worked on a golf course, worked as a club tech in a Dick's Sporting Goods. And then I also coached a year of JV high school baseball. Saw the posting for club baseball on the Adrian website, inquired actually with Coach Rainey, and got hired for that in January of 17. Having the men's and women's golf program coached by the same person, made really good friends with Coach Williams, the previous golf coach. Volunteer assisted that for probably about three seasons. Went on the annual spring break trip, and then like this Saturday when both teams play on the same day, went to, you know, one of the tournaments with one of the teams. He left in late July of 21 and basically told me I should talk to Duff and see about taking the job. So talked to Duff and got that all situated, and now this is season three with the golf program.
Yeah, blink of an eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look back, you're like, it can't be. Oh, yeah, it is.
Season. It's been crazy.
Yeah, and you talked about the experience of your team. You know, these girls you mentioned that were juniors, well, they were obviously freshmen when you came in. So that's probably, you know, building a comfort level with the coach, especially with golf, is rather important for the team to do well.
Yeah, and so the exact same lineup, the only exception being we had a freshman, Ainsley Hewitt, play yesterday instead of Taylor Ross. But 2 years ago, this exact same group shot 333 at the same golf course. So 309, quite the improvement. And it actually was the MIAA record for the course by seven shots.
Wow. So, like, okay, so we have that. You go back to last year and that success. In the off season, coming into this one, you had to probably alter your expectations. It's like, we're going to bump this up a little bit. Let's make the cut for the NCAAs, right? Because we made it there last year, just out of it for the final two rounds, but I think right now the girls probably feel like that's our goal and that's attainable.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I kind of told them in the first meeting that, you know, I'm still there for them. I'm still going to be there, you know, to help them out. But they're juniors that have played in 44 tournament rounds entering this season. So, you know, yeah, you're right. Last year probably overachieved a little bit with them being sophomores. But yeah, I mean, they're hungry. They want to go back. I mean, we had a blast down in Orlando. I know Mike was with us. You know, it was fun. You know, the course was set up very difficult. I think it was a very humbling experience. But yeah, would love to go down to Kentucky and run it back and like you said, hopefully make a cut.
Yeah, I mean, famously that one hole turned into like the disqualifying hole, like the pin placement or whatever it was that just gave girls fits that whole day or two. If we can switch gears to the men for a little bit, because they play at the same time as the ladies. I'm looking at these scores. Those also not too shabby for the men's side.
Yeah, the first round at Cascades, there were a couple teams that played really well, kind of put us in a little bit of a hole. And, you know, I told them on the way home from that round that, you know, we've got five rounds to make up the deficit. And, you know, it's going to take winning a couple of them, you know, in order to do so. Went up to Muskegon on Sunday, was able to play a practice round, which helped out a lot. And then went out on Monday and took care of business. It always helps when, you know, consistency. I always tell them consistency with golf is what wins. You know, yeah, you can have a low number at the top end, but if you don't have three other scores, it doesn't really matter. We saw that actually yesterday with the women. But on the men's side, you know, Monday we had a freshman, Cam Bozick, shoot 74. I mean, that's always going to be awesome.
That's a local name.
Yeah, local Adrian guy, Adrian Madison. And then we had a sophomore, Christian Long, shoot 75. So anytime you can have, you know, a freshman and a sophomore, I think they were both top 10. I'm not sure exactly what position, but anytime you can get, you know, two young guys to fill in, let your veterans kind of, you know, have some help up there, it's never a bad thing.
If you're a freshman out there throwing a 2 over, 3 over day as a coach, it's a luxury, but you know, you've built this program to be in that spot and to find those athletes. You know, recruiting golf is a lot different than football. You know, football, you're bringing in 60 kids or so, maybe a season. Golf, you can be a little more selective with that, and you know, if you are successful, it kind of can snowball from there.
Yeah, I'm really, you know, picky when it comes to recruits, honestly, because, you know, with as much travel as I do during the year, it's not like a standardized sport where, you know, we practice from 4 to 6 every day and I'm there every day. You know, this last weekend I was gone from Thursday to Monday. Well, the kids that weren't with me obviously still need to be practicing, still need to get better. So, you know, finding that recruit that you know is going to grind and work on their own and you know, I mean, it sounds so simple, but just hit a lot of golf balls. You know, that's the person you're looking for. You know, if they're going to be the person that's only going to practice when I'm around, they're probably not going to make much of a difference, honestly.
Speaking of that practicing when you're not there, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've walked through the Marilat a few times, and there's some improvements to that building where some old courts were. Is there still a golf simulator in there for you guys?
Yeah, golf simulator's awesome. FlightScope X3 in there, connected to the computer and projectors. So we've got like 90, I think it's like 96 courses in there.
Wow.
They can hit range balls, they can play holes. We've got a custom putting mat upstairs so they can roll putts. And then there's also a lounge area with a TV. You know, they can do homework, they can eat lunch. It's really their space. And then we have the locker room behind so they can store all their stuff in the winter and don't have to lug it back and forth between, you know, a dorm or a car and the sim. And that works out really well, you know, with class schedules. You know, on days where they're really busy, you know, the advantage of golf is that we don't need to practice together. You know, if you have a super busy day, you can get in there at 9 o'clock at night and hit 30 minutes worth of golf balls and, you know, get the same amount of practice as someone that went out to Tecumseh earlier in the day.
I mean, that's not a layup with recruiting, but that certainly helps at the Division III level to have things like that, because, you know, you can see the haves and the have-nots, and that's the difference, I think, is the ability to practice indoors and have that technology with you.
Yeah, and then, you know, during the off season especially, you know, you're talking mid-October to mid-February or so. You know, there's not a lot of scheduled practices. Now, that could change a little bit with the days count for the NCAA this year. But like in years past, yeah, I mean, it's 4 months with no coach contact. So, you know, like I said, going back to having that kid that's going to work on their own and try and get better on their own, yeah, I mean, having that 5 minutes from anywhere on campus is huge.
Talking with Coach Greenwood with Adrian College men's and women's golf. So is there a bit of a friendly competition now between the men and women? Like the women can kind of say, hey, guys, here's what we've done, you know, kind of step it up a little bit. Is there some friendly competition there within the programs?
Oh, absolutely. After Monday's round, the guys on the way home were kind of chirping because they had played two conference rounds and they had won one of the jamborees. Obviously, the women had yet to win one on Monday afternoon. So I definitely relayed the message yesterday, and obviously they accepted and took that challenge on. And there's also competition out at practice. You know, we practice together. That is one unique thing about golf. And having a really, really good women's team, you know, they can go out there and hang. You know, obviously they're playing a different tee box, but they're out there hanging score-wise with, you know, with the best of the men that we have as well. So
what's up next for the Bulldogs? How many more jamborees are left? And then how does that work going forward into the postseason?
Yeah, so they both have two left. The men go to Zollner at Trine on Saturday. And then on the 11th, they go to Medalist, which is hosted by Olivet, which is in Marshall, Michigan. The women on Saturday, they will be going to Millen Park, which is hosted by Kalamazoo. And then next Thursday, they actually go to Zollner at Trine. Basically, the conference switched this year. They got rid of the fall final, and they moved it to the spring and eliminated the conference tournament. So everyone will be playing in the spring regardless of standing, okay. And it's all cumulative, all six rounds. So, you know, after these four rounds, we can put ourselves in a really good spot and sleep on it for, you know, 6 months, which is ultimately the goal. So I think it's an advantage to the more consistent team. You know, it doesn't reset like the previous years where it resets at zero. And, you know, if you had a lead, now you're trying to rebuild a lead. But it does help, obviously, if you were going to be in a deficit. Obviously, this format doesn't help you out because you're, like I said, not going to reset to zero. So
okay, can you run that by me again for us simple minds out there? So you it's a split season. It can be complicated for the average fan or listener. So you play two more conference jamborees, and then you'll have the standings for the end of the fall. Then you have a break. Then you come back in the spring, and you're saying everybody plays. But there's no tournament.
So basically it'll be a two-day spring final on both sides, but all of the four jamboree scores are cumulative and they carry over to the spring. So, you know, if the women were to carry, like right now we're up 8 shots. If they were to carry those 8 shots over, we would go into that two-day fall or spring final with the 8-shot lead, which, you know, hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll put us in a good spot.
Right. Okay. Well, a lot of information there. Success within the Bulldog program. That's good to see, you know, build off of last year and get both programs one more step up. So, Coach, thank you for the time. Our time is up already, and we appreciate you being on the air today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Once again, that is Coach Brent Greenwood with the Adrian College men's and women's golf teams. We have, of course, the match at Trine Saturday. That is for the men. And like you said, the women are, we'll get it, we got the schedule. Go to adrianbulldogs.com for all your schedules so you don't have to fumble through it last minute like me. You did say they're at Kalamazoo on Saturday. So stay tuned for those. We'll read the scores during our updates during the week. Before we had to break, I have some homework to take care of, and it's about Frickers here in Adrian. They're on Main Street. Maybe you're driving by right now. Listening in your car. So they are still hiring cooks and staff. So if you want to maybe pick up some part-time work or a lot of hours, I'm sure there are some available. Come on by, grab an application. There are lunch specials from when they open during the week until 2 o'clock. I mean, they are crazy deals. $6.49 for a lunch combo. That's like an entree, a side, and a drink. You can't beat it, especially with today's prices. Their Parkmore chicken that they have on Sundays, They've turned that into a sandwich. Maybe you've heard the ads running. You can get that every day. It's a very interesting sandwich. It's a Parkmore chicken, obviously turned into a sandwich. They're open late tonight for the Lions game. As Detroit's going to beat Green Bay, we can celebrate here at Frickers. Thursday night football. Sorry, Prang. It's just the way it is. And, of course, don't forget their daily specials today. It's the chicken chunks here at Frickers. We're going to step aside. We're going to talk some Adrian College Bulldog football. Their head coach, Jim Deere, is waiting in the wings. You are listening to AC All Access from Frickers and Adrian on 96.5 The Cave.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out for men's tennis on Friday and Saturday in person or visit adrianbulldogs.com for live broadcasts while the Bulldog athletes are on the road.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out for men's tennis on Friday and Saturday in person or visit adrianbulldogs.com for live broadcasts while the Bulldog athletes are on the road.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Weekly dose of some Jim Deere as he was on yesterday morning on Inside the Cave. He's going to talk some Adrian College football a little bit more. Jim, how's it going?
Going all right. Thanks, Ian.
All right. The first chunk of the season's out of the way. A lot of learning experiences. I mean, guys are playing that you probably didn't think would have to see the field this season. If we could start with that, I mean, it's been a... you're probably happy your trainer was with you on Saturday. Just the unfortunate, way the injury bug has hit this team this year.
Yeah. Jamie and his staff have been very busy, to say the least. But, it's given us a chance to look at a lot of different guys and different positions. And, I told you before, we solidified our quarterback at this point. Obviously, Mark Lopez has moved into the role, and it doesn't mean that Brady doesn't have a role. You'll see both of them. They'll do different things. That's the, I guess, fortunate thing about injuries. You do get to evaluate a lot of different players, and you got to be able to adjust as a coaching staff. Like when we lost Donnie in the secondary, we had to move Waitis back into the secondary, and it might be a really good fit for him. He looks very comfortable back there, but, start of the second half, no Waitis, freshman steps in, and, things kind of, all right, getting a little dicey here and there, but it was good to see the kid get experience, and he's, his backup, Brett Allen, has looked good this week, and it's part of it is that ability to get that experience, once Waitis went down.
It's different, obviously, in film, and then different in practice, and then going up against someone that knows. Like I was talking with my Tuesday co-host, Pat Hayes. You were without the starting right end, Shea LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a freshman defensive end who is backed up by a freshman linebacker with the Ganop twins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your third-string safety right behind him. Gee, I wonder where they're going to run the ball. And then if you adjust to that, well, we're just going to slip it out the other way. Yeah. So, I mean, there were defensive struggles last week. I don't think there's any better way to put it. But they did score a couple times for us, two pick sixes in a game. So, I mean, there's good and bad.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time we had two pick sixes. But, you know, both a great play by, you know, Riker Bidwell's been so solid for us. First-year starter, backing up Kyle Mender last year, you know, big shoes to replace. He's come in and he's played outstanding. He's solid. He's becoming a big leader on that defensive force, especially, you know, you lose Shea, who's one of your captains. You know, now who picks up the you know, the vocalness on the defensive side? Riker's been a pleasant surprise coming in as a first-year starter and playing the middle linebacker position.
On the offensive side of the ball, you alluded to the quarterback spot, and, you know, we're going with Mark, and we'll see how he holds up. He's been taking some hits, but he's making plays. I mean, he's putting the ball out there. He seems to be putting it where it should be, and the offensive line doing what they can. But, you know, Mark's not a big guy in stature, but he plays big.
Yeah, we always we're like, yeah, get that guy a couple of extra meals, but You know what he is. He's very poised for a freshman, and he comes in and he's got a strong arm. He can deliver the ball. It's been a pleasant surprise with Mark. You know, we kind of, when he came into camp, he was like third, fourth on the depth chart, and then within 2 or 3 days, it's like, yeah, this kid's got some ability. He starts to move up. Next thing you know, he's a two. Next thing you know, we get injuries. He's a one. He's starting to perform as a one. Great opportunity arose from him, and you think about it through injuries, but also his practice ability, and then when he got into the games. And I think he's played two back-to-back games that you know, are pretty good. And then even this week, we didn't even know he was going to be available. He had a banged-up ankle. And that's kind of why, you know, you saw Brady at the beginning. You know, it's like, oh, Mark's got, you know, one practice under his belt. And, you know, we're kind of trying not to get him injured. And he comes in, tough kid, might not be big in stature, but he's a tough kid and he practices hard.
So the casual Bulldog fan might look on the website and say, man, 1-3, and we lost to those teams. How do you put that behind us? I mean, Hope's coming to town. And they see that, and they're thinking, well, this should be a light, easy day.
Well, it's one of those things that you always tell your team. There's going to be a lot of people out there that don't expect much out of us. But within that group, everybody knows that we can win. Now, all we got to do is we got to play consistently, offensively, defensively. And I thought we've been doing a real good job special teams-wise, so we need to keep that up as well.
When we were talking a little bit about Hope, are they still going with a youngster at quarterback? I mean, they're, and every team's got holes, and you can exploit those, but what does Hope bring to the table on that side of the ball?
Offensively, up front, they've got five returning starters. Their offensive line is good, strong, physical. So we're going to have to buckle down and stop the run, obviously, to start start things off, force them to throw the ball. Quarterback, He's a pretty solid kid. He's out of Milford. Definitely can run the football real well. We got to force him in a position where he has to throw the ball. Defensively, they start 6-7 seniors on defense. Very solid. We're going to have to be able to, obviously, use Mark to throw the ball when they want to pack the box in, and obviously be able to run the ball with, you know, Sal's got to have a good game, and obviously our H-back, Tyler Poirier, who's probably one of our best players, has to do a solid job at the H-back position.
Is the message this week sort of David Goliath at this point in terms of, you know, You mentioned it, all the returners for Holden.
I'm not going to give them that much credit.
Okay.
They're not Goliath.
Well, okay. That's fair.
They're a good football team. Well, yeah, solid. Sure. And they beat some teams. You know, like I said, we feel good if we can play a first half defensively like we did against Greenville for a whole game. And we can play a second half offensively as we did against Greenville, which I think Greenville is a good team. I think that we're going to be in a great position to win this game. So we just have to become more consistent throughout all three phases, because there's flashes, obviously, and obviously developing your youth, you're going to see kind of the lack of consistency. But now they're starting to have a lot of games under their belt, a lot of things that I think will show in Game 5 as we move along.
Well, and the kids on our team have film on themselves. You can self-scout. You know, say, well, when I see that, I have to do this instead of that. MIAA play, country's oldest conference, a lot of history, prestige, and the things that come with that. The league, at least on paper, looks very deep this year. What have you seen in your out-of-conference scouting of the league? Does Alma seem like the real deal again?
Well, the only thing I've really seen on Alma at this point is their scores. And, yeah, they're beating some good teams, and they seem to be very good offensively, especially. So, I would say they're the team to beat if you kind of wanted to go into it. Preseason favorite, and for good reason. A lot of kids back on both sides of the ball for them, too. But we won't worry about that until we get a huge victory this weekend.
Well, yeah, and it back home, I mean, that trip to Greenville, thank you for putting us on the bus, because that is a bear of a trip. Happy to play at home, right? And you know, family weekend, you get everybody out and supporting the team.
Yeah, it's nice to play at home. It always is. Adrian College puts on a great environment. I recommend anybody that's listening, come on down and take it in.
It's a 3:00 kick at Dockin Stadium. You can walk up and get some tickets and watch some good MIAA football. Happy to get into conference play where there's that familiarity and the history and some bad blood with some teams. But you can catch that game on 103.9 WLEN or on any Adrian College Sports Network affiliate. Jim, any final thoughts before we say goodbye until Saturday? And then we'll do it all again.
That's right. Just go win. Let's go, Bulldogs.
All right. Once again, that's the head football coach at Adrian College. His name is Jim Deere. He's been joining me on the AC All Access show here at Frickers in Adrian. We're going to step aside. We're going to talk some hockey when we return here on the AC All Access show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out for men's tennis on Friday and Saturday in person or visit AdrianBulldogs.com for live broadcasts while the Bulldog athletes are on the road.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out for men's tennis on Friday and Saturday in person or visit AdrianBulldogs.com for live broadcasts while the Bulldog athletes are on the road.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Stay open until the game is done. Normally they close at 10 on the weekday, not for a Lions victory. They stay open late for those. So a Thursday night football here at Frickers. And you can tune into the game on 96.5 The Cave. We're going to talk about some Bulldog hockey. The ACHA Division I program, last year national runners-up. I'm joined by a senior captain. His name is Mateo DiGiulio. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Well, what a program you guys got over there at the Arrington Ice Arena with this men's D1 program. You had your exhibition match with Cincinnati over the weekend. A couple touchdowns, a couple extra points for you guys. You got to feel pretty good about a 14-0 win and then a 10-1 win.
Yeah. There's not much to say about that.
Well, it kind of speaks for itself. So could you talk to our listeners that maybe don't know all about what ACHA Division I hockey is, you know, the kind of teams you play? I mean, you played Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Their ACHA program. So could you educate our listeners as to what the league's all about?
Yeah, so ACHA has three divisions. We're Division I. Our school also has a Division II and Division III team. Like you said, Cincinnati is actually a Division II team. That was our opening weekend. There were exhibition games. But it's club hockey, still competitive, still a way for guys to play collegiate hockey, and, you know, just really grateful that Adrian has three club programs here that are all good and all compete, and, yeah.
And a program at AC that's brought home some hardware, could you talk about, you know, maybe that was as being a factor into why you, all those years ago, decided to come to Adrian College?
Oh, for sure. I mean, our guys, we all love winning, we want to be the best, and, I'm sure there's guys on our team, and I know there have been, that could have played Division III hockey somewhere maybe. But, you know, what Adrian brings at our D1 level as a program, we get a lot, we get treated well, and we're good. We win. Like you said, bringing back hardware is what every hockey player wants to do. So we just have a group of guys every year that are ready to win something. So, you know, hopefully this year's another year we get one.
So, in the spring this year, your squad and the NCAA men's team were playing on the same weekend. And as I was driving some equipment out with Johnny Costello, who you probably know, we were listening to your game in the national title game. And is that just adding to the fuel again for this year to get back to that spot and get that last game taken care of?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we definitely came in this year with some fuel in the bellies to prove some people wrong and to win, especially the way we lost last year in that finals game. We played against Minot State, good hockey team. We lost 1-0. It was one of those games where, you know, you couldn't catch a bounce, couldn't catch a break. I think in the end of it, we outshot them, but it was their solo goal that ended up winning it for them. And it's fueling us for this year. We want to... The path to winning a ring starts today, essentially.
Well, yeah, and your regular season starts, as you just said, today. Could you talk about your coach, Coach Astalos, and his message for you guys for this offseason and ramping up for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Gary's a great coach. I'm blessed to have had him for now my fourth year. The message hasn't really changed as it's been the last couple years. You know, we preach the same things. We prepare the same way. That fire in our bellies from last year is just kind of the cherry on top. Gary does his best to prepare us, get us ready for the situations we're going to be in. And, you know, we have a great coaching staff with Gary, Dougie, Tyler Fife, former captain and player, is now a coach. We have all the tools to be successful, and now it's up to us to just go out there and do it.
It starts tonight. You have Purdue Northwest University coming to the Arrington, 7:30 tonight. I don't know if you've heard this, but the Arrington's a tough place to play. Not for Bulldogs, but for opposing teams.
Yeah.
What's it like to play in that barn?
Oh, it's amazing, especially when WOW gets going with the guys up there cheering us on. And we have it's really special to have a rink on campus that nice and having people come out and support. And I definitely agree that to be an opposing team in the AIA is pretty tough.
Absolutely. So we got the Purdue Northwest University coming to town. We are in ACHA Division I, as you said prior. For the listeners out there, are there, like, conference opponents or division, or are you just sort of a randomized schedule?
Yeah, so we're in a conference. We're in the GLCHL, it's called. And there's a couple different conferences. There's also a few teams that are independent who kind of travel around and play everyone. But our conference is the GLCHL. Includes teams like Davenport, Grand Valley, Calvin. There's about eight of them.
Okay. I'm going to assume it's Great Lakes, something hockey league.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, then, you know,
there you go.
There's a brain up there firing sometimes. One weekend circled is in October, Ohio University.
Yeah.
You guys are, you know, top five programs right now. Could you, that's obviously a rivalry. Are there other, well, you got Liberty in there too.
Yeah, Liberty as well.
Before that. So are those kind of the big two, so to speak, that you look at for a schedule?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to look too far ahead. You deal with what's in front of you first. But those are two teams that we definitely have battles against. And, you know, we've split with both those teams in the past. Last year we lost in shootout to Liberty both times, or in two of the four games, which actually goes down in our rankings as a tie. But in our brains as hockey players and competitors, it's a loss.
Yeah.
But like I said, it just fuels us to be better, and we're excited to play those teams. It's big for our overall rankings in the league because those are other high-ranked teams. So you definitely want to beat them and make it count for your rankings.
I'm talking with Mateus DiGiulio, the senior captain of the Adrian College ACHA Division I hockey program. What's it like to wear the C for the black and gold? We're going to get real philosophical here.
Yeah, I mean... It's really cool. It's special. I'm honored to do it. I mean, I love our group. I love our team. We're just one big family. I'm blessed to have Sheldon Nolan still on the team as a graduate student. He wore our C last year. So having him by my side helps a lot. And to be honest, I get the pleasure of wearing it, but it could be anybody. We have a room full of leaders, great dudes, professionals on and off the ice. And so it's very special for me, but I don't want to get into that too much because it could be anybody, really.
With your, you alluded to your line mate. Is that kind of set in stone right now, or if I asked you who's on the line with you, I'd be letting the cat out of the bag?
Well, I could tell you who's on my line tonight.
Okay.
And I actually got two freshmen beside me, Alex Schomburger and Caleb Mins. So I got two freshmen on my wings. I play center, but you know, nothing's set in stone. We've been playing together and kind of gaining chemistry, but. Hockey's a weird sport. Anything can happen. Guys get hurt. Guys get ill. You know, one guy shows up and plays very well. Nothing's ever set in stone, and that's what kind of keeps us competitive, too. We have a lot of good hockey players. Not everybody can play every night, so everyone's striving to get in and earn a spot and do well for our program. So I would never say anything's set in stone, really, yeah.
Senior, freshman.
Yeah.
Comfortable with that?
We're getting
it's a learning curve for both of you, I'm sure.
They're two really good dudes and really good hockey players.
Sure.
Like I said, it's just building chemistry, and we started to do that a little bit. Last weekend was good for us to get our, you know, our feet wet together, and we've just been practicing together, and I'm very confident in our line.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe the next month it looks different, or maybe, hey, we struck some oil with this lineup.
Yeah.
You know, and it really doesn't matter. A lot of nights it's just you roll through your lines and just get the job done. So it's 7:30 tonight at the Arrington.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you getting on the air and talking some Bulldog hockey.
Awesome. Thank you.
Once again, that is Mateus DiGiulio, the captain and the center for the Adrian College ACHA Division I men's ice hockey program. Their regular season starts tonight, 7:30 at the Arrington Ice Arena. Get there soon. Get there, you know, 7:15.
Wow, the bar up top of the rink, you want to get there 5:30, honestly. It yeah. fills up quick.
That's right. Oh, yes. Tonight, is that at 7:30 or just before? Just before. So I've been told off camera, off mic, the MIAA championship rings for the wrestling program will be the focal point for the pregame at the hockey game. So head over there, celebrate the championship from last year, and then watch your Bulldogs take on Purdue University Northwest. Thanks again, Mateus, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Go Bulldogs.
All right, we're going to step aside. We have a pretty cool event to talk about on the basketball side of things. They dropped the news, like, last week in the afternoon. Like, it was pretty quick. Big game for the Bulldog basketball program up in Detroit. We'll tell you all about it. We have their coach ready to talk. You're listening to the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out for men's tennis on Friday and Saturday in person or visit AdrianBulldogs.com for live broadcasts while the Bulldog athletes are on the road.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out for men's tennis on Friday and Saturday in person or visit AdrianBulldogs.com for live broadcasts while the Bulldog athletes are on the road.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Access show live from Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian Wentz. We have a whole crew here with us, but not everybody gets a microphone. That's the unique thing. I'm joined by the head basketball coach for the men's program at AC, Tim Kaiser. Coach, how's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Like I said, I didn't think I'd see you until there was snow on the ground. Things kicking off pretty early for the Bulldogs. I alluded to a trip to Detroit. That's coming up later. We'll get to that. But we've just been talking about your scheduling of a very unique opportunity for your team to go play, I'll call it overseas, because you have to cross a body of water. But you're going north of the border to over to Canada.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, very, very excited. Very, very excited. So we'll leave next Friday the 6th. We'll play the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So we'll be staying in Brampton, Ontario, play Sheridan College on the 7th, which is very close by, and then we'll play York College, which is in downtown Toronto, That'll be an afternoon game, so our players will be able to do some exploring after the game and do a nice little team dinner down there. And then day after, we'll play Lambton College as we kind of make our way back towards towards Michigan. So really good opportunity for our players to create some memories, you know, get closer together, and then compete at a really high level against some really good teams. So really excited about it for sure.
And a little closer than the volleyball team did when they went out to Washington.
Yeah, just a little bit. just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but you alluded to it. It's an opportunity to learn about yourself, learn about your team, you know, be with each other outside of the campus atmosphere. Could you speak to the importance of doing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, in every sport, I think especially a sport like basketball where, you know, you're on the court, all five guys have to be in sync together, and I don't think you can try and, you know, be in sync if, you know, you don't know each other as well as you need to. And so we spend a lot of time talking about that with the guys and making sure they understand that aspect of it too. And I think our players have done a really good job of buying into that, especially this year, you know, trying to, you know, get our young guys in line with what we're doing early on. And I'm really, really excited to do some team building stuff out there, some, you know, team dinners where we're kind of all hands on deck, helping each other cook, helping each other clean. And yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really great thing for them, and especially for our team. I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
Some like Rocky training video montages.
Yeah,
like
maybe
you're splitting wood.
Could do some of that. Could do some of that. Maybe some Rocky IV soundtrack playing. That's my favorite one. But but yeah, no, it should be a great time. And again, I'm excited to see them compete. I know we've had, you know, we've been able to start practicing a little bit earlier, and I know those guys are ready to, you know, compete against somebody else besides themselves. So you know, next Saturday we're all looking forward to it.
Your third season at Adrian College on the bench, just from the outside looking, when there's coaching changes, kids leave, all those things happen. And then you get the youngsters, and they're getting a lot of playing time. And they're getting beat up. I mean, they're going up against seniors who have been doing this forever.
Yeah.
But looking down your roster, it looks like a pretty chunk of your team is back from last year. So that's got to be good to keep building this program to what you want it to be.
For sure, and there's definitely been a distinct difference in terms of the way we've just gone about our business, and it helps having guys back that understand what our standards are and understand what we expect from them every day. And I think our younger players this year are very fortunate because they have, you know, 15, 16 guys that have done this now for at least one, most 2 years in this program, so that they have really good examples to follow every single day. And I just love the way that they've been competing every day in practice. I've seen a distinct difference in the way that we go about our business. And, you know, one of the things I harp on with the guys is I think it's true in life, but if you do the right thing over and over and over again, good things start to happen. And so that's what we try and do every day. Make sure that we're, you know, doing the little things as well as we can, treating each other as well as we can, and competing as hard as we can. And I really believe that if you do those things at a high level, good things follow. So
This could change week to week, but early on in the season, are there a couple, three guys that have sort of stood out as maybe a vocal leader or a lead by example type of guy? Like, this isn't set in stone,
in the early going. Yeah, no. So Nick Seifert, for sure. He's a junior now in our program. He was our second leading scorer last year. He's done an exceptional job. Exceptional job. Number one, he's a different player than he was last year. He's bigger, stronger, more skilled, shoots it better. But, you know, he's just what you want out of a leader. You know, you tell him to put his head through the wall, he's going to do it as hard as he possibly can. Not that we want him putting his head through the wall. Sure. But Nick, for sure. Mike Reitenauer, another guy. You know, last year, you know, he was kind of in the rotation, out of the rotation, and then really solidified himself as a player in the league and got better as the year went on. And I think he's carried that confidence into the spring, into the summer, into the fall, and now into practice. And so those two guys specifically have set a great example, and not only what they do in practice, but more so, you know, how they attack the weight room, how they get into the gym, you know, almost every single day, getting up shots, different things like that. And, you know, when you have a talented group of freshmen, and those are the guys that they're looking up to, and those are guys that, you know, they're not moody, they're the same energy every single day in the gym, it really helps that become what the standard is for the whole team. And so those two guys have done an exceptional job, as well as guys like Josh Rechsteiner, Kendall Christman, Josh Jordan, Lucas Schock. I mean, really our junior class and our two seniors, Mike Reitenauer and Josh Jordan. You know, those guys have been exceptional in terms of the example that they've set and the standards that they're continuing to set and the standards that we hope we continue to raise over here.
What a segue. Are you a kind of coach that talks outwardly about expectations for the team? Like, will you come out and say, like, I want to be in the MIAA tournament?
For sure.
Things like that.
For sure. Not necessarily as much as we're just very honest with the guys. Like, if you look at the MIAA, you look at the MIAA basketball scene landscape right now, you have Calvin, Hope, and Trine have kind of solidified themselves as the top teams. And so I would assume, we're heading into our 10th practice today. I think our players are probably a little bit annoyed with how much they've heard about those teams. But if we want to be serious about beating those teams, that's how we could be serious about winning the MIAA. So it's not so much, hey, we want to win the MIAA. I think every team says that, every team wants that. But it's more about how we can go about our business every day to make it happen. And I think now having guys that have been in the league, played against this level of competition for a couple years, they kind of understand those things now. I would say we're very honest. I would say maybe in a different way, not necessarily like, because I think it's obvious that you want to win a league title. I think, you know, it's pretty obvious for us. But, you know, we're very honest in terms of what we need to do to make that a reality.
Now, in observing your team, I watched a few games doing public address and things like that. I mean, you were right in it with a lot of these teams, and those maybe the one or two plays that were not made last year, you would think could get made this year. And the guys know it on the court, you know. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, man, I screwed up that game or that play.
Yeah.
Well, there's next year, and next year is now.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. I mean, I do think we competed better with those teams, especially the second half of conference play, than we did the first time around. But the expectation, I mean, for us is to go up there and compete and to win those games. Like, that is our expectation. And I think now, again, I've mentioned it a couple times already, having players that are older and more experienced, they understand the little things a little bit more. And so they understand how maybe a five-minute blip in practice where we lose a little bit of focus, how that in a game can be a five-minute period of time where we go from one to two possession game to now we're in a hole and we're down 8-10 and now we have to be perfect the rest of the way out to win the game. And so I think that's been a really big help too, having more experience, having guys that have been around the block, because they understand, you know, the importance of those little aspects of the game.
Talking men's basketball with Coach Kaiser. All right, I didn't bury the lead. We talked about it before the break. Big announcement comes out a couple weeks ago. Here's the headline. Men's basketball to play at Little Caesars Arena as part of Pistons AC Night. I don't think I have enough time on the air to talk about all the planning and forethought that went into this. Where did this come from? Was this a vision you had and working with?
I mean, it came from, there's I mean, too many people to thank,
exactly,
obviously,
right.
You know, our administration for really, really helping Jenny Carlson. You know, she's done an unbelievable job trying
homecoming
to help.
Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
she's been, you know, kind of, you know, one of the people driving the bus and trying to make this happen. Clark Rowenkamp, who's an alum and works for the Pistons, he's been kind of the main person in the Pistons office trying to make this happen. But we're really, really excited. I think it's such an awesome opportunity for our players, for the school, for the alumni, for our players' families, all of those things. And it should be a really, really awesome night at Little Caesars. And again, another opportunity for our players to have, you know, a moment and some memories that they're going to be able to look back on years down the road.
Ticket information, go to adrianbulldogs.com and go to the men's basketball page. That'll get you to where you need to go. Adrian will play. Will it count as a conference game?
Yes.
Against Trine?
Yes, that'll be a conference, MIAA conference game.
That is Sunday, the 28th of January. Pistons play the Oklahoma City Thunder, but that's, you know, secondary.
That's a JV game.
Bulldogs play, exactly. Bulldogs will play the Trine Thunder, not the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Correct.
That'd be a different game. We don't want to broadcast. It'd be an interesting night. The guys, you don't want them to look ahead, but like that's going to be a cool experience. I mean, you're going to Canada, you're going to Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's a recruiting tool, right? I mean, being honest about it, it's the opportunities that you have.
Yeah, no, it's something that we mention to recruits all the time. And, you know, luckily the Little Caesars thing looks like it's something that might happen almost every year. I mean, I don't want to look too far ahead, but it's not something that I don't think will be a one-time thing. We're hoping that it could be something that happens on a, you know, year-to-year or every other year or whatever the case is. So, yeah, it's definitely something that we've used as a recruiting tool. And it's definitely something that, you know, our players will talk about. I'll hear it if little times, you know, talking while they're warming up for practice, just mention that they're going to be able to play a game there. And, playing a game on an NBA court, it's a pretty awesome thing, pretty awesome thing for them to do.
Can I be selfish and ask a favor? My favorite sports movie is Hoosiers. We all know the scene where he takes the tape measure out and has the kid hold it up on the backboard, drop it down and say, you know, how many feet is that? Oh, it's the same as back in Hickory. Can you do that for your team? And like, look, it's the same dimensions as the Marilat.
If you want us to, we could do that.
I think it might be a dated reference, but maybe the player's parents would get it, or grandparents, I don't know.
You would hope they would.
So that's coming up late January. Stay tuned for more details on that. But AC men's basketball will play Trine at Little Caesars Arena on the 28th of January. Might work at getting that game on the Cave. Who knows? Got to jump through some more hoops. But, man, that's going to be a great time and a great experience. When are your first games again? I want to give people the recap here.
In Canada?
Yes.
October 7th, 8th, and 9th we'll play.
See, you knew it quicker than I could even look it up. So, just getting right into it. Best of luck over in Canada.
Thank you.
Let's bring home some wins.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Once again, that's the Adrian College head men's basketball coach, Tim Kaiser, talking with us here on AC All Access from Frickers in Adrian. All right, some laundry to take care of here. A lot of stuff going on at Frickers. Of course, they are hiring. If you like money, you need to work, well, there you go. Frickers, they're hiring in the back of the house, kitchen, front of the house, servers. Also, their weekday lunch specials. Let's be honest, I'm here twice a week, minimum. You can't beat the price, $6.49 for a lunch combo. Very quick, very good food. They're also promoting their Parkmore chicken sandwiches. If you're a Sunday diner, they have that Parkmore chicken while they turned it into a sandwich. It's very, very good. They are open late tonight for the Lions' win against Green Bay. I'm calling it right now, Prang. He's holding back. He's real upset about that. Yeah, he's nervous. That's what it is. Yeah, you're right. So stop on by tonight, catch the Lions, and don't forget their daily specials here at Frickers in Adrian. That's going to do it for us here on location. For John Kane back in the studio, all the Bulldog fans listening, my name is Ian Wentz. We'll be back next week, 2 o'clock from Frickers. This is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers in Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.